Speaking of Joe, can we explore your little accident yesterday that you had in your garage, man, after grocery shopping? It's a horrible story, but I'm sure many people have had the same thing happen to them.
Yeah, I think, when is Maple Sunday? Is it this weekend?
This weekend.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the timing of this is just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, a friend of ours, Brian, came and dropped off. He has a maple syrup place. So he came and dropped off some maple syrup for us. It was very nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a glass jar, a big glass jar of maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty big.
And I actually had a couple of those jars. So I'm getting out of my car and getting ready to walk into the garage at home when I get out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of stuff in my car. Now, I don't know about you, but when you get like groceries home and stuff, what do? You take as many bags as you can.
Yeah, it's, no, it's second like, trip.
If you a can challenge.
Do it, yes, if yes. you can do it in one trip, you do it in one trip.
Literally. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go through the house and then like come all the way back out to get the rest of your crap in your car.
No.
So I grab everything in my arms, okay? I got my bag. I got my my maple syrup bottles.
Yeah.
I've got my coffee in another hand.
Yep.
I got my keys in my hand.
Your arms probably threw some loops of some other shopping bags.
Yes, they did. I got a lot of stuff. Take one step into the driveway and the largest bottle of maple syrup crashes down at my feet and goes everywhere. And I mean on me.
Mm-hmm. No.
And on the garage. And of course the glass shatters the way it hit. It just kind of scattered everywhere.
And that's just what you want.
So I had to get like, I don't have the hose hooked up at the house for obvious reasons. You know, wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
right.
I had to go inside, get a 5-gallon bucket and fill it up a couple of times and go out into the garage and like do the thing where you just like, just to get the maple syrup out.
Yeah.
Do you have a drink in the middle of your garage, or did you have to swoosh it out the door?
I had to push broom it out the door.
No!
Which actually was pretty good, because it ended up collecting a lot of the glass that was out there, too.
That's good.
And just kind of funneled it all to one area.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it took me a good 15, 20 minutes of the buckets and that to like get the maple syrup out. And then I walked out this morning after it all dried up.
Yeah.
And I still have, it looks like someone's broken into my house. It's like footprints.
No!
And it's maple syrup footprints.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to have to go back and clean those,
I think. Culprit is sticky.
Yeah, there's still a little of those. It's
you should
awful.
Get a shop vac or something to try and get the glass up. You don't want Phoebe to step in the glass.
No. All the glass I collected yesterday and I put it in the corner in like a little box.
Oh, Phoebe's the dog, if you don't know.
Yes, but I do not want Phoebe to get in there. And I also don't want all the little animals to be attracted to the sugary floor that I have in my garage now.
You're going to have a little line of ants.
Well, that's, the bugs and the mice. And I don't want any of that stuff.
No.
But it's such a Lerman thing. I was all by myself, too. I was so glad.
I bet it's not a Lerman thing. So let's ask at 792-9767, 207-792-9767. You can call or text. Have you had a similar, I'm carrying too much stuff and this is what I broke accident?
And I don't know if it gets any worse than maple syrup, because it's so sticky immediately.
Yeah.
It smells good, though.
Yeah, it smelled great.
Did you lick the ground after?
You know what? I've done
it with all the glass. Yeah, that's a good idea, Courtney.
You would have done that. And never make that face at me again. I've done it with pasta sauce, too. I've actually dropped the pasta sauce on the ground as well, which is very messy in a different way.
You didn't learn the first time.
But that was years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
You get one every couple years.
I thought my gathering skills were much better now as I got older.
I hate that.
Yeah, boy, it was a slow motion moment, too.
I bet.
That bottle was slipping out of my hands. You know the commercial where the meatballs rolling off the table, and everybody's like, no, and then the dog's like, yeah!
Yeah.
I was the no people yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Fun times.
That's terrible.
792-9767 if you have a story.